It starts when we're kids and we play the game Follow the Leader. As we get older, become either more aware about or even active in politics, we're told to obey our leaders. In fact, there are people, many actually in public office, who say it's our duty as Christians to be respectful and obedient with our elected leaders. They'll quote 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and 14 as being supportive of this idea. Well, sort of. Here's the part of those verses that they share. Therefore, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors. Now, here's what they try to ignore and hope you do as well. Continuing with 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14, as to those who are sent by him, meaning God, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. That second part of the verse is basically a job description for those in elected office. First part on its own makes it sound like a directive for you to follow. But when you read the complete verse, it's instructing what those in elected leadership are required to do. Punish the evildoers and praise the good. Doesn't always work out that way, does it? Yeah, people want us to believe that the Bible instructs us to blindly follow a leader with obedience no matter what their actions are. Jesus has a warning for us all about this in Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Just as 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and 14 assigns responsibilities to our elected leaders, so should we by being obedient to the Bible and God's Word. Those in leadership should always lead in wisdom, and we as the people should always demand it. Now, true wisdom, of course, comes from only one. This is explained in James chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The establishment of America brought with it a system of justice which was designed to protect those treated unfairly, not give favor to those with power and with money. A leader is charged with protecting that idea of justice. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 9. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Who do righteous leaders serve? All. Everyone. Favoritism is never a quality of any leadership. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 5 instructs us, it is not good to show partiality to the wicked or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. Now, if that's too much gray area for you, can it be any more clear than what Paul writes in Romans chapter 2, verse 11? For there is no partiality with God. The question becomes, while there are instructions in God's words for leaders, is there guidance and encouragement for when those leaders do wrong? Yes, there is. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 gives us the permission. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 13 gives us insight to the consequences of not taking action. Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. And Luke chapter 22, verses 49 through 51, commands us to protest without violence. This is when the guards came to take Jesus into custody. Starting at verse 49, when those around him, Jesus, saw what was going to happen, they said to him, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, permit even this, meaning knock it off. And Jesus touched his ear and healed him. Now, if you feel the need to express yourself in protest over what we continue to see unfold before us by our elected leaders, there are going to be nationwide protests under the No Kings banner once again on Saturday, October 18th. You can find out more information at nokings.org.